السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. الأصل الرابع, the fourth principle from the ten principles of السلفية أو الدعوة السلفية, mentioned by Sheikh عبد السلام ابن برجس رحمه الله تعالى. We come to the fourth of them, الاهتمام بعقيدة السلف علما وعملا وتعليما. So giving importance to the عقيدة of the سلف علما, that is to seek knowledge of that عقيدة, to act upon it and to teach it. The Sheikh, he said رحمه الله, وإن مما يؤسف له أننا أصبحنا نسمع في هذه الآونة الأخيرة كلاما ينابذ العقيدة ويبعدها عن ساحات الاهتمام. So from the unfortunate affairs is that which we have begun to hear in the recent times, speech which opposes the aqeedah, and ينابد العقيده, يعني it opposes the aqeedah and it distances the aqeedah, the speech which includes within it that which indicates towards distancing the aqeedah from those affairs that we should give importance to. So from the jama'at, من يجعل مسائل العقيدة مسائل جزئيات. From the various groups, those who make the affairs of aqeedah affairs that they say are juz'iyat, like subsidiary issues, secondary issues. لا يعتنى بها, which are not to be given that much importance. بل منهم من يقول, rather from them, the one who says, ما الذي يضيرنا أثبتنا لله يدا أم لم نثبت له يدا. So the Sheikh, he says here, that from them, the one who says that, how does it harm us? What damage does it do to us? Whether we affirm for Allah a hand or we don't affirm for Him a hand. And so on, the Shaykh says, this is from the masaib, al-ta'amat. This is from the masaib, the afflictions that have afflicted us and this, the ummah, and those who say this, or the likes of these statements. ومن المعلوم عند الجميع ما لعقيدة التوحيد من المنزلة الكبرى, that which is well known with everyone, inshallah with everyone that is here, that which the عقيدة of توحيد has by way of great station in the شرع, in the شريعة of Allah. فالخلق بأجمعه إنما خلق لغاية عظمى. The creation, all of it, was only created for a tremendous objective, ألا وهي عبودية الله. Indeed, that is the worship of Allah and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما قال الله عز وجل وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that I did not create the jinn or mankind except to worship me alone. I do not want from them that they provide, nor do I want from them that they feed me. Now, والله سبحانه وتعالى لم يرسل الرسل وينزل الكتب إلا لأجل تحقيق التوحيد ودعوة الناس إليه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send the messengers, nor did He reveal the books, except to actualize this tawheed and to call the people to it. كما قال الله عز وجل ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا الله. نعم عفوا أن أنذروا أنه لا إله نعم أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون. نعم. So Allah sends down the angels بالروح. Here يعني the meaning is with the revelation with the revelation by His command. نعم. Upon whomsoever He wills from His servants, and أنذروا that يعني saying warn mankind لا إله إلا أنا that none has the right to be worshipped except for me فاتقوني and so fear me. وكما في قوله سبحانه وتعالى وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إلي أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون. In the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we did not send before you a messenger except that we revealed unto him that none has a right to be worshipped except for me. So worship me. وكما قال الله عز وجل ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. Indeed, we sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming اعبد الله واجتنب الطاغوت. Worship Allah and stay away from the false gods. وأول أمر في القرآن الكريم قول الله عز وجل. And the first command in the Quran is the saying of Allah عز وجل يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O people, worship your Lord, the one who created you, and those who were before you. لَعَلَّهُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That you may fear him. نعم. وَأَوَّلْ مَا تَسْتَفْتِحُ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ دَعْوَةَ أَقْوَامِهِمْ بِقَوْلِهِمْ كَمَا هَكَى اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَنْهُمْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. And the first thing that the messengers began their da'wah with when calling their people was with their saying, as Allah Azza wa Jal narrates concerning them, Ya qawm i'bud Allah, O my people, worship Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh, you have no other God besides Him. Wan nabiyyu عليه الصلاة والسلام مكث 23 سنة يدعو إلى الله. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم remained in Mecca. نعم. He remained in Mecca he remained يعني as a prophet for 23 years calling to Allah. منها 13 سنة في مكة. From those 23 years, 13 years in Mecca. 10 سنين منها يقرر التوحيد. 10 years from those 13 years, he would establish توحيد. ويدعو إليه, and he would call to it. ويحارب الشرك, and he would wage war against shirk. ويحذر منه, and he would warn from it. وباقي حياته عليه الصلاة والسلام في تثبيت عقيدة التوحيد وترسيخها. نعم. And the remainder of his life was in establishing and making firm the aqidah of Tawheed. Naam, and tasikhiha, to ground it, to make it firmly grounded. وفي بيان الأحكام الشرعية. And likewise, he spent his life, the rest of his life, in explaining the rulings of the Sharia. كل هذا يدل دلالة واضحة على وجوب الاهتمام بأمور العقيدة. All of this shows us in a clear manner the obligation of giving importance to the affairs of the aqidah. نعم. تعلما وتعليما وعملا ودعوة. يعني learning the aqidah, teaching it, acting upon it, and calling to it. وذلك لأن العقيدة إذا سلمت من الشوائب فصاحبها من أهل الجنة لا محالة. And that is because the aqidah, if the aqidah and the belief is sound from shawa'ib, yani from deficiencies and that which yani make it deficient, فصاحبها, the companion of this aqidah, or the one who possesses this aqidah and holds this aqidah, he is from أهل الجنة ولا محالة. And that is inevitable. And he will be from the people of Jannah. He will be from the people of Jannah. وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرْتَكِبًا لِلْكَبَائِرِ Even if he was to perpetrate a major sin, or perpetrate the major sins. فَإِنَّ أَصْحَابِ الْكَبَائِرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ For indeed, the perpetrators of the major sins, their affair is with Allah. Their affair is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, عذبهم ثم أدخلهم الجنة بتوحيدهم. نعم. وقبل ذلك بفضله وكرمه سبحانه. نعم. So the Sheikh, he says that the Muslimin who carry out the major sins, but their aqidah is salima, their aqidah and their belief is sound and correct, then their affair is with Allah. If he wills, عذبهم, if he wills, he will punish them. ثم أدخلهم الجنة بتوحيدهم. Then he will enter them into Jannah due to their tawheed. وقبل ذلك بفضله وكرمه سبحانه. And even before that, يعني that would be, he would enter them into Jannah due to his fadl, يعني his bounty and his kindness. Now, as you know the hadith from the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said, لن يدخل أحد الجنة بعمله. And the Shaykh is referring to that. That none of you will enter Jannah due to his actions, even your tawheed, your actions. You coming with tawheed is your actions. None of you will enter Jannah due to his actions. And then the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, wala ant, O Messenger of Allah, not even you. He said, wala ana, not even me. Illa an yataghammadani Allah bi rahmati minhu wa fadl. Even me. Unless Allah covers me with his mercy, and with his favor. Now. Now. Wa insha'Allah Azza wa Jal afa anhum. Or if Allah wills, he will pardon them and not punish them. Yani ashab al-kabair. Those who perpetrate the major sins. Now. So the Shaykh, he continues and he says, فَهِيَ وَيْمُ اللَّهِ النَّجَاةِ وَالْعِسْمَةِ And so it is. يعني what is the Shaykh referring to? It is by Allah النجات والعصمة. It is salvation and protection. What is salvation and protection? Tawheed and the Aqidah As-Salima. نعم. ويم الله يعني the origin of this is يمين الله. يعني أحلف بالله. يعني I swear by Allah. ولا تكاد ترى أحد أحدا سليم المعتقد إلا وأعمال البر وسائر الطاعات أخف عليه من حمل الريشة. يعني it is as though you almost cannot, يعني will not see an individual who is sound in his creed, in his belief, except that the righteous actions and the various acts of obedience are easy upon him. They're easy upon him. Like carrying a feather. Now, light upon him to perform the righteous actions. وَلِذَا كَانَ الْإِحْتِمَامِ بِهَا وَالْعَمُلُ عَلَى تَصْحِيحِهَا وَتَعَهُدِهَا مِنْ أَجَلِّ الْأُمُورِ وَأَعْدَمِ الْأَعْمَالِ. So therefore, يعني, we are to give importance to the aqeedah and يعني, acting or يعني, striving and working towards correcting the aqeedah and يعني, preserving the aqeedah. This is from أَجَلِّ الْأُمُورِ وَأَعْدَمِ الْأَعْمَالِ. It is from the greatest of يعني, affairs, from the best of actions. Now, from the greatest of actions. وَلِلْتَوْحِيدِ فَضَائِلْ كَثِيرًا. So here now the Shaykh is going to mention some of the benefits of Tawheed. He says Tawheed has many benefits. لا تخفى على طالب العلم. Benefits which are not hidden from the student of knowledge. وعلى الداعي إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. And يعني the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Benefits which are not hidden from them. Now, من فضائله. From its benefits. The benefits of Tawheed. أنه يمنع الخلود في النار إذا كان في القلب منه أدنى مثقال حبة خردل. Tawheed prevents خلود في النار. It prevents a person from abiding يعني in the fire forever. That is if the heart يعني the heart has يعني a mustard seed amount of iman and يعني he has the person has tawheed. Now and so it prevents a person from abiding eternally in the fire. ومنها أنه إذا كمل في القلب يمنع دخول النار بالكلية. From the benefits of Tawheed is that if Tawheed is completed in the heart and a person comes with يعني with all of that which Tawheed necessitates and Tawheed is completed in his heart, then it prevents him or her from entering the fire completely, meaning he will not even enter the fire, or she will not enter the fire. Now, as we know in the hadith, the Rasulullah he mentioned those who will enter, the 70,000 who will enter Jannah bila hisab wala adab. So, they will not enter the fire at all. Now, and in the narrations as well, each 70,000 will have another 70,000 that they bring. Now, and it is those who we know from the hadith, those who ala rabbihim yatawakkalun, those who rely upon Allah, yani the perfection of tawheed, even the tawakkul, they rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, wa minha, from the benefits of tawheed is husul al-ihtida al-kamil wal amal al-tam fi dunya wal akhirah liman haqqaqa, and that is acquiring complete guidance and complete security. Now, in this world, the life of this world, and in the hereafter, for the one who actualizes this tawheed. Now, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ لِمَاذَا بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe, Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, those who believe, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, and who do not يعني, adorn their iman with dhulm, or يعني, they don't mix their iman with dhulm. With dhulm, what's the meaning of dhulm here? Shirk. Shirk. Now, and so their tawheed is not mixed with, and their iman is not mixed with any shirk. Ulaika lahum mother. Al-aman, aywa. So for them is al-aman, security, and wahum, muhtadun. وهم مهتدون, and they are guided. نعم. So the Sheikh is referring to that. نعم. ومنها أن أسعد الناس بشفاعة المصطفى بشفاعة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. نعم. From the happiest of people who will acquire and obtain the shafa'a, the intercession of al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one who says la ilaha illallah khalisa min qalbih, sincerely from his heart. Now, from the benefits of tawheed, أن الأعمال والأقوال الظاهرة والباطنة متوقفة في قبولها وكمالها. نعم. وفي ترتيب الثواب عليها على التوحيد, كلما قوي كملت هذه الأمور. The actions and statements, both outward and inward, rest upon or depend upon, يعني the acceptance of these actions and statements, inward and outward. يعني the acceptance of them depends upon, and the completion of them depends upon Tawheed. And likewise, the reward of these actions and statements all depends upon Tawheed. Now, because a person, as we know, person who works righteous actions but has no Tawheed, there is no benefit in that, there is no reward for them in that. So the acceptance of these actions, these righteous actions, actions and statements, the reward of them rests upon Tawheed. The more that this Tawheed, the more that the person's Tawheed is يعني complete, then يعني these affairs, the acceptance of these actions, the reward of these actions becomes more complete. نعم. ومنها أنه يحرر العبد من رق المخلوقين والتعلق بهم وخوفهم ورجائهم والعمل لأجلهم, وهذا هو العز الحقيقي والشرف العالي إلى غير ذلك من الفوائد التي أشار إليها الشيخ ابن سعدي في حاشيته على كتاب التوحيد. From the benefits of Tawheed is that it frees the servant from the riq of al-makhluqin, the slavery and servitude of the creation. It frees him from being a servant to the creation and from يعني being attached to them, at-ta'alluq bihim, wa khawfihim, and fearing them and hoping in them, wal-amal li-ajlihim, and performing actions for them, for their sake. This is that true izz, that true honor, and that يعني that nobility, يعني that exalted nobility. Now, and other than that, from the benefits that Sheikh Ibn Sa'di, he mentions in his footnotes upon Kitab al-Tawheed. Now, and so al-riq al-makhluqin, the riq al-makhluqin, Tawheed, it frees a person from that. And as Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned in his Nuniyya, he said, because as Shaykh Salih Fawzan, hafidhahullah ta'ala, he mentioned concerning that which I'm going to mention to you now from the words of Ibn Qayyim, that we are all servants. We are all servants of Allah. We are being created as slaves and servants. Every single human being, it is necessary and inevitable that every person will worship something and يعني serve or يعني show servitude towards someone or something, because this is how we've been created. Now, so even the kuffar, they are slaves. As for the believers, they are slaves of Ar-Rahman. And so Ibn Qayyim, he said, "Harabu min al-riq alladhi khuliqu lahu wa bulu bi riq an-nafs wa ash-shaytani," that they fled haru, they fled from the riq alladhi khuliqu lahu. They fled from the riq, the slavery and the servitude that they were created for. And they were created to worship Allah, but they fled away from that. وَبُلُوا بِرَقِّ النَّفْسِ وَالشَّيْطَانِ. And so then they were put to trial with the riq, the servitude of their own selves, and the shaytan. So if a person doesn't worship Allah and is not a slave to Allah, then he will be a slave of either his nafs or a shaytan. Now, and that is kalam, and Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he said on this point of the Nuniyah of Ibn Qayyim here, he said that writing this in gold wouldn't even be enough. This statement here of Ibn Qayyim. Now, حَرَبُوا مِنَ الرِّقِّ الَّذِي خُلِقُوا لَهُ وَبُلُوا بِرِقِّ النَّفْسِ وَالشَّيْطَانِ. نعم. فالواجب على الدعاة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. So the wajib and the obligation upon those who call to Allah عز وجل أن يعتنوا بأمر التوحيد, that they concern themselves and are concerned with the affair of Tawheed. وَيَهْتَمُوا بِهِ, and that they, again, give importance to it. Now, وَإِنَّ مِمَّا يُؤْلِمُ الْقَلْبِ, that which pains the heart, that which pains the heart. أَنْ تُمْبِتْ نَابِتَ تَقُولُ, يعني that there comes forth a generation, يعني of people, that say, لِمَا هَذَا الْإِحْتِمَامِ بِهَذَا التَّوْحِيدِ. Why all of this importance, يعني, of this tawheed, or to this tawheed that you give? أَلَا نَحْتَمْ بِأُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَشُؤُونِهِمْ. Should we not concern ourselves with the affairs of the Muslims and their shu'un, again their affairs, and the, يعني, the state of the Muslims. المسلمون يقتلون يمينا وشمالا. The Muslims are يقتلون, they're being slaughtered, يعني, to the right and to the left, يعني, in every place. ونحن ندعو إلى حد القباب, and we're calling to the destruction of the domes, those domes that you find above the masajid, those things which have been innovated into the religion, يعني, and innovated into the houses of Allah. وإزالة المساجد التي بنيت على القبور, and we call to the removing of those masajid, يعني, those masajid and places of worship that have been built upon the graves, that have been built upon the graves, and those who, يعني, exaggerate with the dead, and they build their masajid and their places of worship, يعني, around these graves and so on. وَنَدْعُوا إِلَى نَحْوِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَسَائِلِ. We call to other than that from the various masail. نعم. And so, يعني, this is a criticism that they have against the people of Tawheed. نعم. وَقَالُوا هَذَا الْقَوْلِ, and the one who says this, نَسِيَ أَوْ تَنَاسَى, either he's forgotten, أَوْ تَنَاسَى, يعني, he feigns forgetfulness. He's pretending to forget. قول إمام الحنفاء إبراهيم عليه السلام, يعني, the statement of the Imam of the Hunafa, the Imam of the Muwahideen, the Imam of those who are the people of Tawheed, Ibrahim عليه السلام, when he said, وَجَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَن نَعْبُدُ الْأَسْنَامِ, and protect me and my children from worshipping the idols. فَإِذَا كَانَ الْخَلِيلِ, and if the Khalil, the close and intimate friend of Allah, Imam al-Hunafa, the Imam of the Hunafa, الَّذِي جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً وَحْدَهُ, the one who Allah made and considered him as a nation in and of himself. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَنْهُ, and Allah said concerning him, وإبراهيم الذي وفى. And Ibrahim, who fulfilled, يعني fulfilled the covenant, fulfilled all that which was upon him, and all that which Allah had ordered him to do. وأمر نبيه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتبعه في حنفيته. And he commanded Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to follow him in his حنفية, in his توحيد. نعم. وامتحنه الله بذبح ابنه. فامتثل. And Allah tested him with the slaughtering of his son. فامتثل. And he complied. ولبى أمر الله عز وجل. And he, يعني, he responded to the command of Allah. وكسر الأصنام. And he smashed the idols بيده الشريفة with his noble hand. واشتد نكيرة أو واشتد نكيرة على أهل الشرك. And يعني he showed severe rejection to the people of shirk. مع هذه الفضائل وغيرها يخاف أن يقع في الشرك الذي هو عبادة الأصنام وهو أعظم الشرك. With all of these virtues that he possessed, and other than these virtues, he feared that he would fall into shirk. That which يعني was the worship of the idols, when that which is the greatest forms of shirk. وقد عصمه الله منه, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from that. فما بالك بمن دونه. And so يعني what about lesser than him? What about lesser than him? ولذلك يقول إبراهيم التيمي, and that is why إبراهيم التيمي, he said, ومن يأمن البلاء بعد إبراهيم عليه السلام. And who is the who feels safe from bala, from being put to trial, after Ibrahim عليه السلام. ويقول الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله على حديث أبي سعيد الخدري. So the Imam, he said, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, when commenting upon the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, قال موسى عليه السلام, يا ربي علمني شيئا أذكرك وأدعوك به. O my Lord, teach me something by way of which I can remember you and call upon you by way of. قال, he said, يا موسى قل, O Musa, say, لا إله إلا الله. نعم, say, لا إله إلا الله. And so here, Shaykh al-Islam, he said, فيه, from the benefits taken from this, فيه أن الأنبياء يحتاجون للتنبيه على فضل لا إله إلا الله. نعم. And in the completion of the hadith, the wording of the hadith, that he said, Musa al-Islam, but all of your servants say this. And he wanted something specific that nobody else says. And so then, يعني, in the completion of the hadith, the ma'na, the meaning of it, is that, O Musa, if the seven heavens and the seven earths were to be put on one scale, and la ilaha illallah on the other scale, then they would give in to la ilaha illallah. Now, however, on this point, on this hadith, the hadith itself, from the a'imma of hadith, those who declared it weak, so from them some who declared it authentic. So the hadith itself, Al-Hakim, he records it and he declared it sahih. Likewise, Ibn Hajar, he declared it sahih. However, there were others who declared it weak. Sheikh Al-Albani, he also declared it weak in Da'if, Targhib wa Tarhib. But there is another hadith that is authentic, which brings the same meaning, which brings across the same meaning, and that is from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, from al-Bukhari in al-Adab al-Mufrad, in al-Adab al-Mufrad, and likewise Imam Ahmad and Bayhaqi and others, that was declared authentic by Shaykh al-Bani in his Silsila al-Sahiha. And this time, the Prophet mentioned is Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, that he said to his, when death had visited him, yani on his deathbed, he said to his son, that I shall narrate to you the will. And yani, he then goes on to mention that I command you with La ilaha illallah. For indeed, if the seven heavens and the seven earths were put on a scale, on a yani, scale, and La ilaha illallah was put on another yani, pan of a scale. So if the seven heavens and seven earths was put on a pan of a scale, and the and La ilaha illallah was put on the other pan of the scale, then they would give in to La ilaha illallah. Yani La ilaha illallah would outweigh all of that. Now, and so the Shaykh, he says in the completion of this principle, and that is the principle of giving importance to the aqidah of the Salaf, the aqidah, the belief of the Salaf, the Shaykh, he says, فَيَجِبْ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَحْتَمْ بِهَذَا الْأَمْرِ. So it is obligatory upon us that we concern ourselves with this affair. وَأَنُّوْلِهِ اِهْتِمَامًا كَبِيرًا. And that we give it يعني, great importance. فَإِذَا سَلِمَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَخَفْءُ وَأَسْحَلُ. And so if this affair of aqidah is, يعني, is sound and correct, then that which comes after is light and easy. وَيُضْمِنْ سَلَامَةُ مَا بَعْدَهُ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ. And it guarantees the correctness and soundness of that which comes after it from the actions. أَمَّا إِذَا كَانَ هَذَا الْأَصْلُ فَاسِدًا فَلَا انْتِفَاعَ وَلَا صَلَاحَ وَلَا قَبُولَ. As for if this foundation is corrupted, then there's no benefit, there's no correctness, there's no qabool, there's no acceptance. Now, al-asl khamis. So we begin the fifth principle. Not sure if we'll have enough time, but يعني, we begin with the fifth principle. Al-asl khamis, al-ihtimam bis-sunnah an-nabawiyyah wal-hirs ala al-amali biha wal-da'wati ila dhalik. To give importance to the prophetic sunnah. Now, and to be يعني, to have zeal in acting upon the sunnah and to call to the sunnah. Now, so the Shaykh, he says, فَإِنَّ حَقَّ مَعْتَنَى بِهِ الْمُسْلِمِ الْعَمَلْ عَلَى اِقْتِفَى آثَارِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَتَجْسِيدِهَا فِي حَيَاتِهِ مَسْتَطَاعِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Indeed, that which is most deserving, that the Muslim gives yani, importance to, or that yani, that which he gives importance to is to act upon اقتفاء آثار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, to follow the example of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, yani, and to follow in his footsteps and to follow his ways. وَتَجْسِيدِهَا يعني, and to embody that في حياته, in his life. Now, to apply it يعني, in his life as much as he is able to do so. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْغَايَةَ الَّتِي يَسْعَى الْمُسْلِمْ لِأَجْلِهَا إِنَّمَا هِيَ تَحْسِينُ الْحِدَايَةَ الَّتِي تُوصِلُهُ إِلَى دَارِ السَّعَادَةِ. And that is because the objective which the Muslim strives towards is to acquire guidance which leads him to Dar Sa'ada, that abode of Sa'ada, of happiness, يعني الجنة. لقد قال الله عز وجل وإن تطيعه تهتدوا. Now, that if you obey him, you will be guided. وقال تعالى واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. And follow him so that you may be guided. وقال لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. Indeed, there is for you in the Messenger of Allah a good example for he who hopes in Allah on the last day. وهذه الآية أصل كبير في التأسي برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في أقواله وأفعاله وجميع أحواله وحركاته وسكناته. And this verse is a major foundation in التأسي, يعني in following, taken as an example. That's the meaning of التأسي. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, in his statements, in his actions, in every one of his conditions, وحركاته وسكناته, يعني in all his doings, in every situation. وهذه الأسوة إنما يسلكها ويوفق لها من كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. نعم. And this أسوة, this example, it is only he who hopes in Allah on the last day. It is he who يعني takes that example and يعني follows that example, and يعني it is he who is granted tawfiq and success in doing so. يعني the one who hopes for Allah on the last day. فإنما معه من الإيمان وخوف الله ورجاء ثوابه وخوف عقابه يحثه على التأسي برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. For indeed, that which is with him from iman and from fear of Allah and the hope in his reward and fear of his punishment, it is that which encourages him, يحثه, encourages him to follow the example of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وشرف المؤمن ومنزلته إنما تقاس باتباعه. Now, the يعني honor of the believer and his station, it is measured through his following of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكلما كان تحريه للسنة أكثر كان بالدرجات العلا حق وأولى. So the more he يعني the more or the greater his desire for the sunnah and his aspiration to follow the sunnah and his pursuing of the sunnah is greater, the more that يعني is greater, then كان بالدرجات العلا حق وأولى, then he is more deserving and foremost of those high levels, those darajat, those high levels. Now reaching a station of يعني high stations. Now
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
ولذا كان السلف السابقون من التابعين رحمة الله تعالى عليهم يجعلون معيار الذي يؤخذ عنه العلم تمسكه بالسنة. الشيخ he says, it is for this reason that the salaf who came before from the tabi'in, they would make the معيار, the measure, they would make the measure, يعني, or the criterion if you like, of the one from whom knowledge, they would take knowledge from, they would make the mi'yar, the criterion, the measure, his adherence to the sunnah. His adherence to the sunnah. As Ibrahim al-Nakhai, he said, كانوا إذا أتوا الرجل ليأخذوا عنه العلم نظروا إلى أشياء. That whenever they would come to a man to take knowledge from him, they would look to certain things. نظروا إلى أشياء. Maybe that's in that print. What did it say in that print? So here, نظروا إلى أشياء. نظروا إلى صلاته وإلى سنتي. You have that?
Yeah.
نعم. I think in one of the other prints you have وإلى سمتي. سنة. It should be سنة, not سمة.
سنة.
That's a خطأ in that print. نعم. So that's a mistake in that print. It's إلى سنتي. So they will look at his salah. They will look at his, يعني his following of the sunnah. وإلى هيئته. You have that also, all of you? وإلى هيئته. They will look at his appearance also. ثم يأخذون عنه. Then they would take from him. ويقول أحد العلماء. And one of the scholars said, إن من علامات المحب لله. إن من علامات المحب لله. متابعة حبيب الله في أخلاقه وأفعاله وأوامره وسننه. Now, indeed, from the signs of the one who loves Allah is his following of the one who is loved by Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his akhlaq, in his mannerisms, in his actions, and in his commands, and in his sunan. وَهَذَا حَقٌ مَأْخُوذٌ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And this is يعني a truth that is taken from the book of Allah. يقول الله عز وجل, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Say, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me, the messenger of Allah. يحببكم الله, Allah will love you, and He will forgive your sins. والله غفور رحيم, Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. نعم. قال الحسن البصري أو غيره على هذه الآية. حسن البصري other than him regarding this verse, جعل الله علامة حبهم إياه اتباع سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And so Allah made the sign of their love, the علامة, the sign of their love, this, the sign of their love for Allah is their following of the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولقد توافرت النصوص من الكتاب والسنة وأقوال الصحابة والتابعين على الترغيب في العمل بالسنة والحث على التمسك بها. نعم. And so يعني there are numerous texts within the Quran, within the Sunnah, and the statements of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een that encourage with acting upon the Sunnah, and encourage يعني with sticking to the Sunnah. ومن أشهر الأحاديث حديث العباد ابن ساري أنه قال. And from the most famous or well known of the ahadith is the hadith of Al-Ibad ibn Sariyah, that he said, wa'adana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maw'idha dharafat minha al-uyun wa wajilat minha al-qulub. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he admonished us with an admonition which made or caused the eyes to weep and shed tears, and the hearts to tremble. قُلْنَا, we said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَسْنْجَوَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ هَذْهِ مَوْعِدَ مُوَدَّعِ فَأُوْصِنَا. We said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed this is an admonition of one who is bidding farewell. So, يعني orders or commanders and advisors يعني. قال, and so the Messenger of Allah, he said, And we'll finish with this hadith. تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. That I have left you upon a clear path. Its night is like its day. لَا يَزِيغُ عَنْهَا بَعْدِ إِلَّا هَالِكِ. There is none who deviates away from it after me, except that he is destroyed. وَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى اِخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And whoever lives from you, then he will see much differing. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. So upon you is to stick firmly to my sunnah, وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِ. Hold on to that with your molar teeth. وَقَوْلُهُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّةُ وَسَلَامُ. And his saying, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ. Upon you is to hold onto my sunnah. أي طريقتي. Meaning, my path and my way. التي أنا عليها مما فصلته لكم من الأحكام. Yani my way, that which I am upon, and that which I have clarified in detail for you. Yani from rulings. سواء كانت اعتقادية أو عملية واجبة أو مندوبة. Whether those things that I have clarified for you and explained in detail from the rulings which are اعتقادية, rulings connected to belief, or connected to actions, whether wajib, whether they are obligatory, whether they are manduba, whether they are recommended. And with that, we'll stop there for salah. And بإذن الله تعالى, we will continue with the remainder of this asl in the next dars. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. حياكم الله وبارك فيكم.